You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of Spaniards have taken to the streets after five men were sentenced following a group sex attack on an unconscious 14-year-old girl. The court in Barcelona found that because the victim had drunk alcohol and smoked marijuana, the men were able to have sex without the use of violence or intimidation, required under Spanish law for the crime to qualify as rape.
Five men raped a young girl who was unconscious. No, that is not abuse, that is rape.
No, violación.
This sentence shows that we are not safe. We are not protected by either the people or the institutions. It is all a lie. We are raped and then we are killed again by the justice system. It's amazing. That's why we are protesting with so much rage.
A similar ruling in the so-called Wolfpack case sparked mass protests across Spain last year, and it was eventually overturned by the Supreme Court in June. It's something protester Irene Otero is particularly angry about.
We think the penal code needs to be changed in relation to sexual crimes and aggressions, because the issue of intimidation isn't clear. But we also believe there was already a legal precedent in the Supreme Court in connection with the Pamplona Wolfpack, and they didn't follow the law.
Lawyer Herman Otero says the law must change if there is to be justice.
There has to be a change in the law because I understand that judges, in one way or another, implement the law as it is, and therefore we want a law where only yes is yes. That is super clear.
The Spanish government has appointed a panel to review the penal code, particularly the laws relating to sexual abuse and sexual assault. The latter is the Spanish equivalent of rape and carries prison sentences of 15 to 20 years. Many European countries have revised sexual violence laws to recognise the importance of explicit consent and take non-physical forms of coercion and abuse of power into account. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.